All about Madame Caligari. There are people who want to be characters, and characters who go beyond the concept of a person. However, there are other people who, even though they are characters, refuse to recognize that they are. And others, on the other hand, insist on being characters even knowing that they will never be. Madame Caligari is one of them. That is to say, a person who does not exceed the conventional limits of personality, but who insists on doing so. She is not extravagant, but she lives as such. She is not interesting, but she tries to be every day. She is also not skilled at anything in particular except deceiving, and what is worse, deceiving herself. In fact, something that is obvious to everyone but her is that she is not even Madame Caligari. In fact, she is not even a madame, not in any of the sense of the word. And the nickname, Caligari, she adopted as her own since seeing the famous movie, The Cabinet Doctor Caligari. Although, she did fall asleep 5 minutes into it, and the little bit she saw of it did not excite her too much. Mediocrity would be the qualification that Maria Margarita Mendez Duarte would deserve, this being her real name. And I say mediocrity because she is one of those people who have an opinion on everything but little knowledge of anything. Madame Caligari tries to be notorious wherever she goes, but it is difficult for her to fit into those environments where culture, fashion, classical music, theatre and cinema prevail. That is, in places where knowledgeable people go, without being pretentious, and know what they are talking about. In honour of the truth, it should be noted that Madame Caligari had to create herself since she had a difficult childhood, and emigrated as a child fleeing from a war that ended all her family roots and everything she had seen since the day she came into the world. It is noteworthy that no one knows her real age, since she always lies about it, putting on years so that they tell her that she is still very young-looking. Madame Caligari is located today in a hidden neighbourhood of London. She has lived in several countries, or rather, she has lived badly in most of them. She has had to change her place of residence when her legal problems have forced her to seek new refuge, a detail that she recounts in another way. Even so, I have to admit that she exerts a certain power of attraction to those who get to know her, since she does not go through people's lives indifferently. She leaves a certain mark in her wake, although it is not always good. Just one last detail. She speaks perfect English, but she insists on forcing her pronunciation and giving her an impossible accent to generate. According to her, a greater attractiveness for her person. Tell me, once you've heard all this, aren't you curious to meet someone like that? Welcome then to the absurd world of Madame Caligari.